USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As most Americans believe the Keystone Pipeline is not operational, a leak has been discovered that has released tens of thousands of gallons of energy into the local environment. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau explains.
An oil leak discovered in northern Kansas has caused the Keystone Pipeline to be shut down. TC Energy in Calgary says there's been a confirmed release of oil in a creek near the Kansas-Nebraska border, and that an estimated 14,000 barrels had been discharged as of late Thursday. No timetable has been given for restarting the pipeline. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Mexico's government is in talk with Peru's former president, Pedro Castillo, to grant asylum to the impeached leader who now faces criminal charges. Castillo met with Mexico's ambassador to Peru while in detention in Lima Thursday and stated he was at grave risk in the Peruvian capital. As government overspending has taken our nation's financial health in a downward spiral, President Biden announced a $36 billion, with a B, dollar bailout for the financially troubled Teamsters Union pension plan. The money will help roughly 350,000 people. The president said the money is coming from COVID relief funds, therefore won't need congressional approval. President Biden securing the release of Brittany Griner from a prison in Russia Thursday. The basketball player was exchanged for one of the biggest gun dealers in the world. The merchant of death is now able to jump back into his role. And again, Biden has left a Marine behind. For 4 years, Paul Whelan wakes up in his Russian prison cell and sings our national anthem despite his captors, according to his brother David, who is still waiting for the administration to do the Marine right. We are USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The second release of Elon Musk's Twitter files dropped Thursday night and reveals how un-American the social media giant was, secretly blacklisting Republican tweets and users. Independent journalist Barry Weiss detailed in a series of posts how Twitter used so-called shadow banning to limit the visibility of tweets coming from users not aligned with Twitter employees' political views. The Federal Trade Commission Thursday sued Microsoft to block its planned $75 billion acquisition of gaming software and online services Activision Blizzard, halting a merger of the technology giants. The FTC commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with the complaint. The chaos and crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has become destructive to the men and women working to ensure America's safety. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
Customs and Border Protection has seen 14 of their agents die by suicide this year, the most in over a decade. Texas Republican State Senator Brian Hughes tells Fox that the Biden administration needs to react.
It's tragic. This should not be a Republican or Democratic issue. This is an American issue. This is about human suffering and death.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O-Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.